The American Library Association has spent this week promoting Banned Books Week, its annual campaign to raise awareness about the fight against book censorship. But it's a fight that, by their own metric, the ALA has been losing the past 4 years. NPR's Andrew Lembong spoke with the group's president about why.
The latest data on book censorship is a mixed bag, according to the ALA. On one hand, the raw number of books being challenged in libraries has dropped a bit compared to last year. On the other hand, there's a growing trend of soft censorship, certain books being hidden or not being put on display. Here's Cindy Hope, president of the American Library Association.
It has remained at a boiling point.
The push to remove books, particularly books dealing with LGBTQ issues or race in America, has intensified over the past 4 years. The ALA's own data has shown that, as well as other First Amendment groups such as PEN America. And I asked Hull why this tide has been so hard to stop.
Well, when you look at the size of the community, it's often a point of contention between the residents and library users. They're not always one and the same.
In other words, from Hull's purview, the people complaining about libraries aren't necessarily the people using the libraries.
And so when we look at well-meaning patrons, constituents, residents, and they are making decisions based on misinformation, it is the role of the library and the librarian to help set the record straight.
The ALA has tried to do this by providing what they call book resumes. They're quick reviews of books that give context about an author and the storyline. You can find book resumes for anything from Toni Morrison's Beloved to Entango Makes Three, the picture book about the gay penguin couple.
If someone is mad about a book about gay penguins, does knowing the publisher or knowing, you know, anything about the author is really going to impact how they feel about the book?
You know, it depends on the person. If someone is fearful of a storyline to the point where they feel it's problematic for society as a whole, and they want to challenge that content, they're going to do so. And everyone has a right to do that. What we don't have rights to do is to tell fellow Americans what they can and cannot read.
But complaints about books are only partly about the actual books, as Josh Cowan, professor of education policy at Michigan State University.
We're in this like resurgent moment for Christian nationalism in this country, again, across the variety of social spectrums. But public schools and public libraries are a major battleground in that space. And that's something the American right has long targeted.
Cowan is the author of the book, The Privateers, about wealthy conservative groups such as the Heritage Foundation working to dismantle public education. And book bans are a part of that strategy, he says.
The goal isn't really to stop at removing four books from a library. It is to be able to make a big sweeping statement about the kind of values that they believe public schools are using to quote-unquote indoctrinate your children.
As ALA President Cindy Hull has spoken to a number of librarians who have had to bear the brunt of these attacks.
We are seeing professionals decide to leave the field because it's too much. No one wants to be accused of doing harm, ever.
She wishes they'd stay, but she understands why they don't. Andrew Lembong, NPR News.